Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life-centered style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. We're on live on New Year's Eve, and I don't think that hardly ever happens on our show, but we wanted to just say, I wish I had a couple party favors here. I would be making a whole bunch of noise here. But we wanted to totally wish everybody a wonderful 2014, and we have Miss Gloria tonight with us, so we're going to be having a girl chat tonight. So, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
Party!
Oh, she's in the party mood? Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and party. You know what's really cute is if you go on, for all our anybody who's listening, you go to the Google, just the Google Q page, their homepage. It's really cute. It's got it's spelling 2013 and 14, and the four is kind of waiting in the wings to just kind of switch gears. So it's really cute. It's this little animated thing they've got going on back and forth. So it's very, very cute. So Google just really does all kinds of fun little things. Like, you know, have you ever watched Doctor Who?
You're the second person to have shared that with me.
Oh, about the Google thing?
About the Google site. So it must be catching on.
Well, they had a thing with Doctor Who, what was it, about a month ago. I think it was right before Thanksgiving, that it was celebrating 50 years of Doctor Who. And they had this, I think they had ran it for a couple of days, where it actually was an animated game, almost like, you know, like a, it was almost, you know, just like a little adventure game where you had like, I think it did 13 of them, because there's been 13 doctors. So each one of them was a different doctor that you had to kind of go through a maze and be able to go to the next level. And you had the little phone booth and all that kind of stuff that was a part of the game and all that kinds of stuff. And the doctor was going through to turn something on or off or whatever. And, of course, little robots are there over there trying to terminate him and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, my family's gotten kind of addicted to Doctor Who lately. They're watching the whole, like, they've been having the marathons and stuff like that. That's one thing about New Year's Day and New Year's Eve is always the marathons. You know, you've got the Twilight Zone. Right. Always got a Twilight Zone marathon kind of going on, and sometimes they'll have a Star Trek or Star Wars, or I don't think Star Wars, but they do Star Trek and stuff like that too. So it's kind of interesting, some of the different so do you ever get addicted to any of that stuff? The different marathons that they do.
Oh.
Happy New Year, Jamie.
Right. Happy New Year in New York.
How are you? Yeah.
I'm okay.
So, like, we should be singing Old Anxiety, but, you know, it's not yet for us. We're on Pacific time, so, you know, we still got about 3 hours.
Yeah, you know, and it's always the case. But, hey, and, you know, I'm old enough to remember watching, I mean, when I was little, yeah, that was a big deal. You stayed up late, you know, and everybody, it was a little more festive. But anyway, Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadian, whatever his orchestra was, and they would do the Auld Lang Syne song, and that was their tradition. Plus, they had some eggnog.
Yeah, well, you know what? Do people sing still? I don't even know. Do you know the full lyrics for Auld Lang Syne? I don't think I do.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
My land never come. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, here we go. Blah, 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 blah.
Auld Lang Syne.
I had to hear that was about the first four or five words, and
should
you know,
old
people are like, oh, they're
forgot.
Drunk. They don't know. It's
should
a drunk
old
thing.
Old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind.
Should old acquaintance be forgot
be
and they don't know. Yeah, there you go.
Lang Syne. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I think it's got like three different
friend,
verses.
Old line, yeah, okay. I know. Anyway, I'm Dean Sully.
It's a good thing we're not on the Gong Show. I'm dating myself there.
Right.
And we got Gong him. Okay, anyway.
Well, you
that's
could Gong me. That's okay.
College effort. Good college
yeah,
effort.
Yeah, it was a good college effort, yeah.
Well, I gave it the good old college try.
I'm going to give you a B on that one. Okay, that's good.
Okay, well, that's okay. I'll take that. That's fine. I wasn't prepared.
You take a B? Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
I'll take a B.
You know,
sure, why not?
You'll take a B. Yeah, that's actually not
fair. I can
so
try
do you,
harder
do you have
next
any,
time.
Oh, okay. Do you have any marathons that you like to watch, Jamie?
On New Year's?
Yeah,
just,
you know, they always got
just in
the
general.
Twilight Zone and sometimes Star Trek or Star, you know, the Star Trek ones that they do and things like that.
Well, right. You know, the one thing that gets me is just commercials. And that's just a problem if you watch TV. Now, you could watch the, like, if you had a box set or something, too. But it's not the same
yeah,
thing.
Well,
you could watch it at your
it's
leisure.
Not the same
anyway.
Thing because, I mean, you know, we're all spoiled now with, depending on if you have Hulu and all these other things that you can just go from episode to episode. You don't even need to worry about that other stuff anymore.
Right. One of my favorites, what could I watch? You know, I could watch Big Bang Theory. That's what I watch constantly for some reason.
Yeah, I like watching Big Bang, too. I know. I'm addicted to that one as well. That's one of the only shows I'm addicted to. So there you go.
I think they
but
might
I'm
even have
my
a marathon.
Well, they do, actually. I think they do Big Bang marathons now.
It's interesting because it'll be running for like a three-hour block on one station. And another station, it'll be running at least an hour, but at the same time.
Yeah.
Very
well,
popular.
I don't know. In the L.A. area, or I don't know, just even on the cable stations, you could probably watch at least 4 hours of Big Bang every day.
Oh, easily.
Depending on how you flip your stations. Oh, sure. Yeah,
right.
Because they've got that going on, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's interesting. So that's the one you do. You know, yeah, I would put you at a guy that would watch The Twilight Zone.
Oh, of course. I've seen it before. But, yeah, I've seen marathons. Twilight Zone, there was Red Dwarf. Do you remember Red Dwarf?
No.
Did anybody ever watch
that? Is that
sci-fi? In the space? Yeah, it was the English sci-fi. They have marathons. That was kind of – you should look that up. It might be interesting. But you were talking about Doctor Who?
One of my favorites was Farscape.
Farscape? No, I'm not. That's a – Farscape?
Yes.
Not familiar.
Okay,
yeah,
so you've got Red Dwarf and
one.
Farscape. You guys
well,
need
see,
to switch episodes there.
I was a big fan of Red Dwarf, and then they also
yeah,
had Farscape.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I didn't see Farscape. No, I didn't see that one. I saw the Red Dwarf, though. That was good.
Okay, YouTube it. It's time to YouTube. Okay. So I was looking on just different stuff they've got on the Internet for stuff, and I think it's Google's got like a whole bunch of predictions and things that they're going to be doing for 2014. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I had gotten an email that was really cute today that was talking about embracing the new year from your animal companion's perspective. So, you know, if you were a cat or a dog, what would be your New Year's resolutions? You know, kind of came from that perspective instead. So it said, you know, shall we pause for a moment? P-A-W-S, pause for a moment, and take a look at that. So see, these are some of the top, like, six things that it was really encouraging for to have fun. I mean, my daughter has three cats, and every morning these cats just play. They just decide they're just going to play, you know, wrestle or whatever. There's always some play time every morning after they eat. They like to play for a while. It's just learning, you know, taking the time to play every day. To figure out what that might look for some, like for yourself. Stretch every time that you get up. That's actually a good thing to do anyway. It's good energy. You know, kind of do a little yoga stretch or something like that when you get up and things like that. So stretching. You eat until you're comfortably full. That's always a good one, making sure that you're comfortable when you're full, you know, instead of working on that food baby, you know, that goes. I ate way too much. We're probably all going, okay, I'm glad the holidays are over.
I'm sorry,
it's time to kind of back up a little bit here. And then the next one was getting plenty of rest. And I think cats actually sleep more than any other animal. I wonder if that's true. Except the sloth. You know, sloths, they sleep a lot too. So, and then trusting your instincts when it comes to, especially like dogs and cats, they're very good at their intuition. Loving unconditionally, of course. And I just thought it was really cool. The image that they had on that was this dog that was napping, and there were the cats, you know, laying on his back, and she was sleeping as well. It was really cute. Had a cat and dog that were sleeping, kind of taking a nap on top of each other there. It was very, very cute. So this is kind of good. So I know Jamie's got cats, so I'm sure he's kind of a...
Oh, yeah. I got one sitting in my lap right now, in fact.
Yeah. You can really be relating to that whole animal thing going on there. So that's a cool thing. So let me switch over here to my... Trying to get my other one to come up here for... But there was some different stuff that Yahoo had, predictions, the stuff that they were showing that were going to be coming up for the next year. So, and I was, did you hear me talking about Google? You go to the Google home, their homepage right now, they've got 2013 kind of disco in and out, and 14's waiting in the wings. It's pretty cute.
So oh, no, I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, if you want to go on Google, it's very cute. So there's all different kinds of predictions and stuff that they're talking about for 2014. Now, we know that with Apple, they've got that new wristwatch that's finally coming out, like Dick Tracy. It's a Samsung Galaxy Gear. It's part of the Galaxy Gears that they have, and it's an iWatch that's just like what Dick Tracy would have, where you could talk into it and all that, and it has all the different information that you're going to... It'll be interesting to see if that actually takes off and people are thinking that that's a cool thing to have. But I remember when you were little, wow, if we had a telephone that I could put on my, I could wear as a wristwatch, wouldn't that be nifty? Didn't you ever do that?
Sounds interesting.
I was big on the x-ray glasses. I wanted x-ray glasses.
Oh, no.
You wanted x-ray glasses? Well, I think they're coming out next year. 2015 is going to have x-ray glasses. So... X-ray glasses.
You know, they always had the ad for the X-ray glasses, and it would be some sort of a mysterious guy with these little swirly lenses.
Exactly.
And then it'd be like somebody's looking under, like their hand or the hand, skeleton hand, or they would imply that they're looking under people's clothing almost.
Well, and I saw somewhere where it said that it didn't work under clothing, and then I was just so disappointed. It's like, oh man, I mean, you know, they just didn't have the technology of TSA at that point.
Right.
Well, it's just like Homeland Security.
I didn't put on my Homeland Security glasses. I really didn't feel anything.
That is so bad when you think about it. You know, the TSA guy must have been that guy who was frustrated and wanted the x-ray glasses to really work.
And I think actually they have two different versions, and one was very photographic, another was just kind of generalized. So I guess they don't need very much to determine if you're carrying anything.
Well, they fired a guy because he was in the back and taking advantage of that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He was groping. He was a little too much of groping. Well, you know what? You know, you want to say,
he was entertaining himself, but even then. He was entertaining himself behind the screen.
No, no.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
On to the next topic here.
Yes.
Well, you know, on that same topic, I just want to stay there for just a second. In the new movie, Walter Mitty, there's a whole section when he's gone to Afghanistan and he comes back, and you're seeing this whole episode done in x-ray where he basically is, you know, they're you know, looking for anything and everything that he's got in there. It's pretty humorous because he winds up, you know, taking out one of the security people. You know, because Walter Mitty is all about for a certain level where you're not sure if you're seeing it from his imagination perspective or you're actually seeing what's actually happening. So, you know,
did you see that?
Yes, I did. It's a great movie. The one with Ben Stiller is very, very good. And it was
so
cute,
so you have a thumbs up, right?
Yeah, definitely have a thumbs up for the Walter Mitty. And I had actually watched the night before, I think it's 1946. It was the one with Danny Kaye.
So you actually saw the Danny Kaye one.
I saw the Danny Kaye one before I went to saw the current version. Yeah.
Was that the first time you'd seen the Danny Kaye one?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, that's a kind of a classic, and it's really hard to find for some reason. And, I think Thurber's, the story is only a 5-page story. And
right.
I'm not really sure exactly truthfully the storyline was in both movies, but that's kind of a classic if you really look at it. It had some really great actors in it.
Yeah, it had some really great actors in it.
Very well written and done very well, you know, in the studio kind of era style.
Well, and for that time period, it was a big hit. It was a big hit. So,
and
Danny
Kaye was quite a virtuoso, if you really think about it. You know, he was. I can remember he had a TV show on when I was little, on regular TV. Very funny guy.
Yeah, he was a very funny guy. Well, you know, my favorite movies for him are Court Jester and White Christmas, and what's the other one? There's another one that he did that was really, really good. There was no X-ray. There wasn't any X-ray bits on in any of the stuff that he did, as far as I remember. I don't think he did anything where, you know, there's any inspection kind of going on with X-ray. So there we go.
Did you happen to go see the Hobbit movie yet?
I did see the Hobbit. I did see Hobbit. And Hobbit is, there's a whole section in there where he's, Bilbo is talking to the dragon.
Oh, right.
And for me, that was one of the most impressive and really just well done. It's just the whole Hobbit, you know, series is just so well done. You get kind of spoiled after a while because you just, you know, the costuming and the makeup and the scenes and, huh?
Was it in 3D?
No, I didn't do the 3D.
All right.
I don't think I would have wanted that dragon in 3D. He was real enough for me as it was. So,
right.
But very, very good. Yeah, very good. Enjoyed the whole. And Gandalf goes through. He goes to the dark castle and he's having to deal with darkness and things like that. So there's a lot of really good scenes and stuff in the movie.
He pretty much gets a beat down there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. So moving on with the Yahoo.
Next.
Yeah, Yahoo's predictions. They say the radiant orchid will be everywhere. So step aside the emerald color. I guess emerald green has been a popular color for 2013. So the radiant orchid, which is going to be the it color, it's a pinky purple hue that will be seen in fashion and in home decor. And just that people associate purple with creativity and originality. And so they're saying that it's going to be, you know, the color. So it's kind of a lavender. It's a lavender color. So just, you know, lavender orchid shade is going to be the color for the year, they're saying.
So much
of this stuff is like commercial stuff that they're going to be pushing for stuff. So
right.
It's kind of interesting. So we've got that kind of going
on. New color. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So some of this just is like these people are like promoting their stuff. You know how that goes. And this was kind of interesting. It says mermaids will drown out the vampires. So the new mythical character that they're really going to be moving into for 2014 is going to be working with a mermaid. But that's kind of good. I'm glad that mermaids are going to be out. You know, we've kind of really overdone the whole vampire thing, as far as I'm concerned. But they're going to have a
mermaids have always kind of been popular. They've been made several movies. I mean, not like the ones that are being made now about creatures, but I thought they've always been kind of popular, right?
What was that one that Tom Hanks did? Remember that one
that
Tom
was,
Hanks did
Splash.
Where he fell in love with the mermaid?
Yeah, Daryl Hannah.
Mm-hmm. With Daryl Hannah, yeah, she was a mermaid. That was a very cute movie. Yeah, he winds up going and living under the sea with her, I think, right? I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, that was the first movie where he got challenged because he had been doing Bosom Buddies, and Bosom Buddies, remember, he and his guy, they were dressed up like girls so they could stay in that fraternity.
Well, they could. I thought they could stay in a hotel, like, cheaper, and they were.
It was
like,
a hotel for girls or something, though. That just shows
right.
you how dated it is.
Right.
I don't think they even have that around anymore. Yeah, that they had to dress up like girls so they could stay in this one hotel because it was all girls, kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's a really good movie. Next, yeah. They're saying get ready to get ready to sweat with a high intensity interval training. So CrossFit, the P90X, and all these really high intensity workouts and stuff that they have, because they're finding that treadmills and any Olympic machinery and stuff like that, anything where the body gets used to this a certain kind of exercise in a certain level and of intensity, that you really don't really get a benefit from that. Your body gets really smart, and it'll do the workout, but you really don't burn any calories, and it doesn't necessarily really work the muscles and stuff like that, because the body learns how to be very efficient since it does it all the time. So the PX90s and the CrossFits and things like that, it's about doing different stuff all the time and different kinds of weights and exercises and stuff like that. I had met a guy a couple weeks ago, and he had actually done a P90X promotional video. He was a videographer and stuff like that, so he's been working with like 8 or 9 different people who had done that P90X. And he said it was really amazing the amount of weight that people were losing and how they just got fit so quickly. Because we're talking within about 3 months, they basically dropped anywhere from 40 to 50 pounds, and their bodies were just, like, really fit.
You know, you got to have some really good knees to do that. I mean, like your knee joints and ankles.
Do.
And if you have a bad back or legs, it's not going to work. And maybe you can get to a point. But the ones I see, they do a lot of jumping and leaping and knees up in the air and that kind of thing. I mean, that would there must be a low impact, right?
Right. So, you know, they do have low impact. There's lower levels of training and stuff like that, because I know they use the bands and different kinds of stuff that you can do. And, you know, here's a disclaimer. You know, you just want to talk to your doctor and make sure that it's something safe for you to, on whatever level that you would be putting yourself into that kind of stuff. So that's, you know, the little disclaimer thing like that. So they got some new combinations of things they're going to be having for products. Just a tasty matchup that'll be hopefully driving you batty, you know, and baddies like batter kind of thing for 2014. Potato chip cookies, and then they have brookies, which is a cookie. It's a brownie cookie. We're both going to be something that Martha Stewart
cookie?
Is going to be.
What is it called again?
A brownie cookie. Mm-hmm.
Is a bookie?
It's part brownie, part cookie.
Wasn't there a donut like croissant? It's like cronut or something. Cronut? Have you heard that one?
No. Say it again. It's what?
I think it's a cronut, croissant donut.
A croissant. Well, you know, that kind of makes sense, though. I mean, anytime you go to a donut shop, you can get croissants. Right.
That makes me think of a nationality. Cronut.
Yeah. Cronut. Yeah, a cronut. Well, why not? That sounds good. But this was called Crookies, which is a brownie cookie.
A cookie?
And they don't have a potato chip cookie, but they're not saying what they were going to call that, which is kind of interesting. So it's called a post-cronut craze. Yeah, here's a cronut. Okay, so I guess it was. So posted by Martha Stewart for the post-cronut craze. There we go. You're already on it, Jamie.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a croissant crossed by a donut. So you already had it on there. So there's also going to be a Franken pastry, which is also sentence kind of thing with just like, I guess it's a hot dog with pastry, Franken pastry, right? But that's kind of like
an
old, you know, those are like, you know, back in the day.
Crescent rolls and roll those up, and that'd be kind of the same thing, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a freaking pastry right there, and they've been doing that for, like, ever. I mean, ever since we were, you know. The Pillsbury Doughboys have been putting those together for a long time. Come on.
Right.
That's kind of new. I know.
It's a new spin on something that's old, and then, you know, what's really interesting is all the new flavors and stuff that they kind of juxtapose with each other, even though you wouldn't think it would work. And that's like anything.
And
they could, you know, anything that they can combine that's kind of sweet and sour, or nutty and sweet, or I don't know. Like
uh-huh.
I said, I don't. I'm a pretty. I lost my train of thought there, but I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of new things that they're trying that they're should be a little more mainstream, but not quite. and who knows what will catch on.
Well, they got a whole thing that they're going to be doing with catch-ups. They said that the new thing, they're going to have flavored catch-ups that are going to be all kinds of things from, like, curry catch-up to chipotle are going to be a couple of the new spices that's going to have for catch-ups. They're called homemade condiments.
Or maybe the sriracha mayonnaise. I've heard about that.
This year, sriracha was, like, really popular. I mean, even Subway has got the, you know, the different sandwiches and stuff like that that they're doing
with fact,
sriracha.
I thought that they had had a new factory down there in Southern California that they had to, when it was in harvest season, it was in a bad, it made the neighborhood and the area kind of, the eyes were irritant and the fumes from the plant itself. So I think
really?
It got so popular that they had to mass produce it more. And they ended up trying to shut down this factory that they just built there. The manufacturer sriracha, and I can understand that because it's if you have to harvest the chilies and have them make the actual product, I'm sure that a lot of the odors get in the air. And they try not to, I imagine. But what can you do?
Have you ever been to Gilroy, California?
Gilroy, the garlic capital?
Gilroy is the garlic capital of at least California. I don't know about the world, but have you ever been there, Gloria?
I have.
Have you been there when they're harvesting?
They have a big festival, don't they?
Yeah,
they do. I haven't been there when they've been harvesting, but I've been in the vicinity when it's growing, and it's very potent.
Very potent. Nothing, and you know, during the festival, they have the baked garlic, which is like a garlic. It's amazing. Oh, my gosh, it's amazing. And you can also get chocolate-covered garlic during the festival.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if I go for that, I've heard people say it's delicious. Yeah. So, you know, it's like some of the stuff is just like, you know, these guys have left, you know, Yahoo's missed the spot. They should have been talking to us when it comes to, like, you know, what are we working on here? Because, like, you know, way better with this sriracha and the garlic and things like that. So we've got the Olympics coming up this year. We've got the Winter Olympics.
Yeah,
going to be coming up. Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
It's exciting. It's exciting that,
well, you know
that they have
I'm
going
just
on
keeping my fingers crossed that nothing bad will happen. But
no, I think it's just going to be fine.
In the current events, quite a little thing going. I mean, that's a big deal. Let's just hope nothing bad happens and that it comes off. That's all you can, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Not to be
the FIFA World Cup, and then the Summer Olympics will be in 2016, and the South American country will also be the destination in 2014. They're saying that a lot of people will be going to check out Brazil. Brazil's supposed to be a hotspot this next coming year for traveling with the different things that they have going on there. So that's kind of an interesting thing. So, but Brazil. So, you know, who would have thought that kind of thing? So,
now, do any of you all even stay up till midnight, or is it kind of you try to make the effort, or if you're not at a party or something, are you going to go out later? Do you have friends that are coming over, or is it that's about it?
I stay up every year, and I call my son wherever he's at.
There you go.
That's nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and my daughter's decided to go out and party tonight, so, you know, I'm staying home making, you know, somebody's home just in case there's a problem, so I can, you know, go out and help somebody just in case we need to. It's all good. Well, we got 1 minute left, guys, so, I just want to wish you both a happy new year, and I'm looking forward to some really great shows for 2014. And, you know, we're just going to be dining with the Transformation Cafe. It's going to be, hopefully having some new things on the menu and keeping things a little... But we'll have to get some sriracha conversations going on here, so that's good. We'll have to get our donut croissant thing kind of going on this year, so we're a little late to the game on that one, but we'll definitely be taking that out. So anyway, so grateful for you both, and we will see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe. Have a wonderful evening. Be safe, and we'll see you next year, 2014.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.